Echo and the Bunny Man on 105.9 K-Poi. Coming up, your chance to win in this morning's K-Poi Hash Stash. But first, F around with Pepper. Gotta get myself right. Out of here. Big Audio Dynamite on 105.9 K-Poi. Good morning, it's Fernando the Love Machine, about to do the K-Poi Hash Stash. This is where I ask you a question and you answer it via Twitter or Facebook using the K-Poi hashtag, and one of you scores our stash of prizes. This morning in the stash, we've got a pair of tickets to the Autism Society Zombie Shoot Halloween Zombie Apocalypse Fundraiser. It's happening tonight and tomorrow, and you could be going for free shooting zombies with paint guns. I mean, it's the weekend before Halloween. What else could you want to do, right? What else is there? Anyway, that could all be yours if you can win in the K-Poi hash stash right now. So let's play. The zombie drama currently on AMC, starring Andrew Lincoln. What is it called? Tell us via Twitter or Facebook using the K-Poi hashtag. That's hashtag symbol K-P-O-I. Use that so that we can find you, and one of you will score the stash. Again, that pair of tickets to the Autism Society Zombie Shoot Halloween Zombie Apocalypse Fundraiser. That's a K-Poi hash stash. Good luck to you. Got some Jesus Jones, Greg Ken, and Nickelback, and another look at K-Poi traffic next.
If your car or truck broke down
for your budget,
K-Poi traffic. Where are you going anyway?
Got a new accident out from East Oahu.
Fernando the Love Machine on 105.9 K-Poi, the rock you live on. KPOI-FM, Honolulu, rocking Hawaii as 105.9 K-Poi, streaming live on KPOIFM.com, and always the rock you live on.
Oingo Boingo on 105.9 K-Poi, it's Fernando the Love Machine, going to be giving away a knockout Hullabaloo prize pack sometime this morning, so keep on listening. I'll tell you when to text in and win. Yeah, you definitely want this. It's chock full of goodies for the Hullabaloo Festival happening this weekend. Right now, here's some U2. That's a fix on 105.9 K-Poi. Happy Aloha Friday. It's Fernando the Love Machine with you. A Northwest Indiana teacher who allegedly took some students to a strip club and gave them alcoholic beverages at his home was terminated this week. He faces up to 1 year in prison on 3 Class A misdemeanor charges of contributing to the delinquency of a minor. If you had to guess which subject this guy taught, what would it be? Woodshop? Band director, maybe? No, he was a chemistry teacher. I wonder if he tried to talk his way out of it, saying the trip to the strip club was to demonstrate human chemistry. Then the drinks back at his place was just regular chemistry, mixing fluids. Nah, that probably wouldn't have gone over that well either. Maybe he'll just get a job at the strip club now, huh? Bartender or mop guy? Got some more music on the way. Tom Petty, Pearl Jam, Ramones. It's all coming up after this morning's last look at K-Poi traffic.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar?
8 a.m. to 8 p.m., 7 days a week.
K-Poi traffic. Where are you going anyway?
An accident has road overpass.
The Walk of Shame with Fernando the Love Machine on 105.9 K-Poi. Now with 10% more shame.
These songs, I have your phone crank of the day, okay? Right now, let's take a look at what's happening in Hollywood.
It's time for Celebrity Scoops with Anna V.
Amanda Bynes' mother is telling everyone not to be so misled by media reports about her daughter. Lynn Bynes says that almost 99% of the things written about Amanda are false or misleading, and unless it's a statement issued by their family attorney, it's probably not true. Lamar Odom says he's been sober for almost a week now, and he believes he can stay that way without going to rehab. Lamar says he's kicked out his habits and also some people in his life. He's telling people that he's removing certain people from his life so he doesn't relapse. But sources tell TMZ his motivation for sobriety is more for basketball than it is for wife Khloe Kardashian. It turns out that visit Lamar paid to Khloe's house this week lasted a couple hours. But despite the long talk, Khloe apparently feels it's best that they both move on. Glee star Naya Rivera and rapper Big Sean are engaged. They stepped out for the first time as a couple back in April at the premiere of the film 42, but there are rumors of them being a couple before that. They met on Twitter after deciding to follow each other and soon had a couple direct messages back and forth, and the rest is history. First of all, meeting on Twitter, I guess that's the norm, right? To meet on social networks. Second of all, I think they've only been together for about 6 months. And you telling me you guys want to get married? I don't know. Congrats to you, but that's just not long enough. Like, you gotta live with the person. The honeymoon stage lasts for about a year if you're lucky, and then after that it all goes downhill. So hopefully that's not a actually I'm not gonna wish bad on you. So yeah, congratulations to those two.